Subtle skills, big results.
Welcome to the Ninja Selling Podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Ninja Selling Podcast. We are excited to have you here. If you are brand new to the show, welcome. We're so happy you're here. If you are brand new, you may not be in our community yet. So head over to Facebook and search for the Ninja Selling Podcast, and you can join over 15,000 people who listen to the podcast, who are interested in Ninja, and who are growing and traveling along what we call the Ninja Path, which does also include, if you guys are interested in training and coaching, you can go check out ninjaselling.com and learn more about the one-on-one coaching that Garrett and I do there, and also learn about the training there and all that great stuff. So Garrett, good morning to you. We got a fun, quick topic here, one that I feel like is, there's just so much different thoughts and information and things out there about this one. And I feel like it's time for us to lend our little perspective on this too.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. No, excited to be here with everybody. And yeah, Matt, let's jump in. This is your topic, so I'm going to let you kick it off and run with it, because I think this is a great one to kind of bring some perspective around.
Yeah. Well, and this kind of came up for me just because I've been working on some things myself, you know, in terms of how I manage my days and my routines and whatnot. I was having a conversation with somebody about morning routines. They're like, wow, like, do you have a long morning routine? And I was thinking, like, well, I guess I do, because the longest thing that I do is work out. But I don't necessarily view that as a, quote, morning routine item. Like, I could work out at another time. I do it in the morning because that's when I have the time to do it. There are also a lot of benefits from exercising in the morning and all that kind of stuff, which that's not the topic of this conversation. What it is, it gets into, like, do we have too much on our plate for the mornings? Do we overload our morning routines? And what are the most important elements that we probably should be thinking about when it gets into a morning routine? Because Garrett, we were talking, like, the Ninja morning routine is pretty darn simple. It's not very complicated, but I think a lot of times we overcomplicate our morning routines, which then just kind of maybe take us out of action in some ways. Also, we also put these rules around, well, you can't do that, but you definitely should do that in the morning. And so I just want to explore kind of some of these things with you and share a little bit, maybe because maybe somebody is out there is having some trouble with their morning routine, thinking that this guru and that person over there are saying, well, I should do this. And it might be stressing them out.
Well, I think it's funny how fast we turn the things that are the growth indicators, the pieces that are going to make us be better, they're going to improve. I think that, you know, there's a lot of stuff we can go down this path around this, Matt, but, like,
sure,
we turn them into monsters. We turn these things into these huge tasks that's like, oh my gosh, if I could only wake up in the morning and do my gratitudes. It's like, okay, let's talk about what gratitudes can look like in the morning, because I do gratitudes every single morning. And it's one of those things that as I'm getting out of bed, I just start talking to myself about all the grateful things. I'm grateful that there's a huge brown lab laying on my legs because she loves me so much and she takes up all the bed, but I love that dog more than like a critter itself. I love the mere fact that the sun is starting to come up a little bit earlier and I can see it's shining on the trees out there right now. And you just start getting in this pattern of like putting yourself into a state of gratitude, but we turn it into this monster of this thing that we have to do now. And I got to set time aside for it. And then this is the psychological part behind it too, Matt, is it might be changing you from the person that you used to be to the person that you're growing into. And psychologically, a lot of times our brain does not like that change. It likes status quo. It likes knowing exactly how things happen.
Yeah.
And to take yourself from a person where you're like about life, maybe to like going like, well, let's put ourselves into a true state of gratitude all day long. That may not correlate. Internal picture may not correlate with the outside picture. Like, and everything in your brain goes, oh, darn it. We missed gratitudes again. All right. Well, we'll try again tomorrow. I think there's a lot of these things that are affirmations, you know, sitting down and writing handwritten notes, two handwritten notes in the morning. Like a lot of these things are not overwhelming, crazy tasks. They are just out of the realm of norm of who we are currently right now. We're changing into somebody that we want to be. But I think where you're going to is that like, these are simple, simple, simple tasks. Like, let's not overwhelm the situation here. Let's acknowledge how simple they are and see if we want to own them.
Yeah, I think there's that component. Also, you mentioned the dissonance that happens with where we want to go and where we are. And maybe that's why we overcomplicate things so much, because it then gives us the excuse of, well, that's just a lot of stuff to take on and I don't have the time to do that right now. And
it's
so
an easy
it
out.
Does become an out. And actually thinking about it deeper, I'm like, maybe that's why there's so many people that tout these complex routines so that they can basically have like, hey, we have this system that's way better than what you're doing now, right? To kind of keep this exclusivity of people who do the system. And I think everybody has their own thing that works, but even with something like affirmations and all this stuff, you can do all of this stuff in a 1 hour, 2 hour routine and everything. It's not going to move the needle on your business if you then don't go do the work either. Yeah. So if your morning routine is holding you back from the energy, the feeling that you want to have in order to get out there and perform, then something's got to change, right? Now, I do see a lot of benefits to things. Gratitude, I would say, if we go down to like, what are like the most important things that I personally see in a morning routine, and it's gratitude without question, yep. Which is outrageously simple. Avoiding a device for a certain period of time and drinking water. Those three things, which can be done literally with almost zero effort.
I didn't realize the water thing until I read the book Miracle Morning. And I was like, really? Like a full glass of you know, room temperature water right when you first wake up. And that was one of those moments that when the first day I did it, I was like, whoa, like all of a sudden I went from not awake to wide awake by just pounding this large glass of water.
It's amazing.
Funny. Again, it's the little things. You know, we look for all these things. We think that the big changes have to come out of the big stuff that we do. And sometimes it's something as simple as that. And also, Matt, and it's really funny that I don't do that every morning. I know the impact it makes on me. I know how simple it is to make sure when I go to bed that there's a glass of water sitting on my table for the next morning. But it's not something that I have a habit around doing. And I think that that's an interesting thing for everybody to kind of pay attention to is, again, is as simple as this stuff is, as you've mentioned, there's a level of awareness that you have to say, look, do I want to turn this into a habit for myself? A habit that I did take out of that book is the programming your brain before you go to bed about how you're going to feel when you wake up.
Yeah.
That's no joke also.
Oh, I think the most important part of a morning routine is what do you do in the night before when you go to bed?
One of my things I took away from that is laying in bed as I'm closing my eyes to say my body's going to get the exact amount of sleep it needs to have tonight so that I can run in an optimal form tomorrow morning, you know, and start my day off with the best energy that I can possibly have. That, it's funny, all I did was say it to myself. And my brain, instead of me going to bed going, oh, you're going to be tired in the morning, or you know, maybe that meal you ate is kind of like rumbling in your stomach right now. And I hope I get a good night's sleep so I'm not tired tomorrow. You can have all that stuff going on, but just program your brain to, I'm going to feel amazing in the morning because my body's going to get what it needs to operate at the best level it can.
Yeah.
So I think, Matt, as you're saying, these little things are so darn simple, but again, we need to take ownership of them. And you said something before we started, which was the measurements of this.
Yep.
And like, what are we comparing ourselves to? Are we, and if I heard you correct, are we comparing ourselves to the person that we want to be or the person that we used to be? And I'm hoping you can elaborate a little bit more on that if I didn't already derail it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I was saying, like, I was actually thinking, just take a small sidetrack here to also the evening routines, but all of this is coming from, or these thoughts and the measuring which direction we do. Just recently read a book, The Gap or the Gain, or The Gap and the Gain, Dan Sullivan and Benjamin Hardy. Great book. And Dan Sullivan, creator of one of the largest executive coaching programs or business coaching programs in the world. And he says, always measure backwards, right? And we do get stuck. And I think morning routines fall into this. Oh, we're always measuring ourselves against who's doing this for their morning routine and all of these things. But like, let's just measure ourselves against us yesterday. Measure ourselves against ourselves a year ago, a month ago, because that's really the only measurement that matters. Are we improving in the ways that we want? Not are we at the level of that person or that person, because that doesn't actually matter for today's performance. So let's look backwards and say, hey, am I doing better than yesterday? And one way to do that is the night thing. I think we undervalue the power of what we do at night to make our mornings better. Right? Because whatever we do when we go to bed, those are the things that our brain is going to be primarily thinking about and processing. Like if you ever watch a scary movie right before bed and you have kind of weird dreams, right? Or you watch something and like the dreams are a little bit different versus if you read a book or didn't do anything like that. There's a reason for that. And so if we're checking our phone right before we go to bed, when we wake up, the first thing that we're going to be thinking about is, oh, should I be checking my phone? Whereas if we go to bed thinking about gratitude or visualizing the next day or thinking about how great our sleep's going to be, we're going to wake up feeling those feelings. So if we can actually improve our morning routine and make our morning routine even shorter and more effective by the night before, spending a half an hour before bed, getting ourselves in the correct headspace, and the measuring backwards can be used by saying, hey, let me identify before I go to bed a few wins. And this is what Ben Hardy talks about in the book, is identify three wins of that day, because there are three wins. There's something, even if you had the worst day possible, you probably learned something. And so identify three wins of the day before you go to bed, which is then going to help you wake up and realize, hey, I'm on a path moving forward from where I was. The mindset here, I think, is an important component to make the morning routines even simpler and more effective for ourselves. Does that make sense?
Oh, 100%. But again, I love that it's easy to compare yourself. And this is where my brain went with it, as you're saying, is that I can easily look at the person that I want to be and knock myself down a peg by going, I'm still not there.
Yeah.
Still not there. I want to be doing this every day and I missed yesterday and like we're still not running at, I think for perfection people, this can really get in the way of a lot of them getting to where they want to be. And for power people, they want it now. And it can get them back from going, okay, like, are we making forward progress here? But really going back on, you know, who am I? Like, who have I been? As I say, who am I? Who have I been for the last, you know, year? How have I showed up every single day? And how can we move the needle forward? And we can constantly be in growth mode. We can constantly be being better. And as you move forward there, all that stuff will have positive impacts on everything that you're doing.
Yeah.
And again, it's an accumulative thing. Like as you start to do it more and more and more, it starts to affect more and more of the things around you. This one thing that you're doing, that just waking up and doing gratitudes consistently every morning, that spills over into every conversation you're going to have with everybody throughout the day because you're in a better mindset. It's going to impact the notes that you're going to write because you're in a better mindset. Your affirmations of who you're operating at and the level that you're playing at and the success levels that you're playing at, that spills out into everything else that you're doing. Getting a good night's sleep, you know, and having better energy spills out over to everything that we're doing. So it's like, I think it's one of those like exponential type of processes. But again, I really liked what you said about compare yourself about who you were to who you are now and be improving every day rather than comparing yourself of the perfect highest level, because we can easily beat ourselves down and then wonder why we're frustrated and we're actually pushing backwards and moving away from it.
Yeah.
Because it's a struggle and it's not fun and we're not enjoying it. And we're just constantly reminding ourselves, we're not there, we're not there, we're not there.
Well, and I think a way to override this all with a simple morning routine is have a routine that gets you into action as quickly as possible.
Yep.
Right? Have a routine that gets you in the right frame of mind and action in whatever that time period might need to be for you. One of the tools that I like to use is a 5-minute journal. Garrett, I know you're a big Tim Ferriss fan and he's a big fan of the 5-minute journal. And it literally takes 5 minutes total for the day, because what we talked about for that tracking the three wins before bed, it has that in there. It has gratitude. It has a space for writing an affirmation, and it has a space for writing, what do you want today to look like? What would make today great? And I think that's another way to get your action focused towards being the better version of yourself and where you want to go by saying, hey, what do I want to accomplish today to make it great? So you're focusing on your forward motion from and still analyzing backwards versus saying like comparing myself to somebody else. Because if you're able to get yourself in the space to say, hey, here are the things that are going to make today great, you're not comparing against somebody else, because, and you're going to be in a growth mindset versus a scarcity mindset. Because if you're in a scarcity mindset, you're going to be like, well, nothing can make today great. I'm not that person. Whereas if you were forced to ask the question, what would make today great? What could I do to make today great? Now you're saying, all right, growth mode, let's go. And so I think that's the simplicity of it. Now, when we relate this to the ninja morning routine, I mean, we're talking about doing gratitudes, writing affirmations. Now, I understand some people miss those and I get it. It doesn't take a whole lot of time, but if that's a struggle that you have, start with then writing it one time.
Yep.
Or just reciting it to yourself, right? Give yourself very simple steps.
But Matt, if I'm not doing it 25 times, like I'm not doing it all the way. I'm failing on it.
This is my frustration with some of this stuff. And it's not my frustration with it because I've seen it work. Writing an affirmation 25 times, it does work.
It does.
Don't get me wrong. This is great. There's a reason why we train it in the Ninja installation. That said, doing it once is better than doing it zero.
If you stick it on a sticky pad on your dashboard so that you just say it out loud every once in a while throughout the day to yourself, it's way more powerful than not doing it all.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing too. Like the morning routine, if you miss something, it's not lost if you didn't do it in the morning. It's like, oh, I forgot to do my gratitudes. Cool. Now that you've acknowledged that, do some right now.
Right now.
Oh, I forgot to do my affirmations. Great. Now that you've acknowledged it as 2 p.m., do some right now. Like the morning routine activities don't necessarily have to be secluded to that. The reason why we do it in the morning is because our brain is ready to go. Usually we're not distracted with other things. But here's the other thing. If you're one of these people, we wake up, it's a busy day, like the family and all this stuff. Cool. Take care of that first then, and then go do your morning routine. And maybe at some point you'll figure out if you want to wake up a half an hour earlier to do it. But don't beat yourself up because of these things. Like make your morning routine work for you. Track your wins, put out what you want to win with, and then go take action because that's what's going to be a 2-hour morning routine is not going to make you successful. Doing the work will.
I think it's interesting as we kind of are floating around here with gratitudes is that a lot of times people don't have a place in their day at all that they do gratitude. They just bounce through their day. They never stop and be like, these are all the things that I'm grateful for in my life. Is there power in starting your day out with it every morning? 100%. Yes, we know that. That's a great way to get your mind in check so that you're making the most and the best energy with everything that's going to come up in front of you. The longer I have been on this earth and the longer that I've been, you know, working with each day, I do gratitudes throughout the entire day. You get yourself into a true state of gratitude, and I will walk past a beautiful tree and I'll be like, I am so grateful that I got to be in this moment with this tree, with these leaves that are so brilliantly spring-colored green popping out in this thing right now. And I'm getting to share this moment of my life with this tree. Like I do that kind of stuff all the time. You know, and just taking in those little moments and putting yourself in that state of gratitude all the time. And am I always in a mode like that? No. Like, believe Matt and I were just talking about it this morning before recording. Like, there are times when our brains are sometimes in the gutters out there and we got to, you know, do what we can to bring them back. But at the state, though, that you want to get into is that it is a morning routine. But I love what you said, Matt, is that if you miss it, it's not gone. You get the chance to say, I can do it right now. And the biggest impact is what you're trying to do is to turn yourself into being a person that's always or as much as possible in a state of gratitude and a state of being.
Yeah.
That's what I would encourage everybody. That's the goal is to work yourself into that. Every moment's a good moment to do it. Every moment you can close your eyes. All of you, if you're driving right now, pull over. But close your eyes and just stop for a second and say, okay, what are all the things I'm grateful for in my life? And you've done your gratitudes for the day. You're good. You got it in your world. Matt's doing it right now. You can't see him, but he's doing it right now. So the opportunity is there. And so often we get into a win-loss. We check the box or we didn't do it. Got to try again tomorrow. And this is just growing into being a better person.
Yeah.
Give better energy, all this stuff.
And I'll share this final thought from me, which is, when I load up my morning routine with all this stuff, let me get my gratitude, my affirmations, my 2 notes, read, all of this stuff. It feels good to get it done in the morning. But you know what also feels good? Getting it done later in the day when I know like, hey, these are just things I want to accomplish today, right? There's been many days during the 75 hard journey, right? Where I'm doing these actions late at night, right? And it feels good to get them done. Okay, I didn't get them done in the morning. Didn't make my day any worse or necessarily because I knew like, hey, I'm still going to get those things accomplished, right? I think the key with the morning routine is find the few things that help you get up, get in the right frame of mind, and get going so that you can take productive action for the day. That is the key for a morning routine, in my opinion. It's not making sure you check all these boxes. It's what are those things that, and maybe those boxes are the things that are going to do that for you to get you into that right frame of mind to take action. But I bet there's probably a handful of things that you're like, hey, like I said, Garrett, gratitude and water and avoid the phone. Like, cool. That's something I can be consistent with every day.
Well, you mentioned reading too. And I think it's interesting. And I know we you can open up a whole nother box here, but I look at like reading as like, we turn that into a huge task. I can read one page out of any book. I can open up any book on my bookshelf, read one page out of it and go, what was the one thing I needed to hear off this page right now today?
Yep.
And I can call that I read today. I spend time reading. And again, I think we can turn this into a big monster, or you can just say, you know what, who do I want to be moving forward and how do I want to make it happen? And I can be someone that reads every single day, something that's going to make my life better. So like, again, don't make this too difficult. Don't put up too many roadblocks for yourself. Be willing to take in whatever you can take in to be better today than you were yesterday. So
exactly.
All right, Matt.
Man, that's it. So there you go.
All right.
Hey, and share your morning routines in the Facebook group. That would be interesting to see.
Yeah, but that's an awesome idea. If you guys have morning routines that you stick with, or even ones that you want to be better with, you want to be implementing, like this is the person that I'm wanting to be every single morning. If you want to share that and put it out there, and if anybody have any suggestions on how to help people become more on point with their morning routines, I'd be willing to talk through those too. So. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. If you want to check out more about Ninja Selling, what we do, Ninja Coaching, you can go to ninjacoaching.com. We have 28 coaches, give or take, right now that are all highly trained in Ninja. They're all highly trained in helping people get to the goals and the businesses and the lives that they want. We are here to support you if you want that type of support with your business and your life. If you want to get around a whole bunch of like people like yourself, we have the Facebook community that you can go check out, which is the Ninja Selling Podcast community. 15,000 people in there. Givers. They're all givers as far as I can tell. And they're all super nice and want to help and help you grow and be the best you can be. They're all ninjas. So go and enjoy that group. And again, you see if you can also help somebody out there that might be struggling with something or needs help getting to the person that they want to be. And with that being said, Matt, thank you so much. I appreciate you tons. And we'll be back again soon.
Appreciate you, my friend. Take care.
Bye. If you enjoyed today's episode and would like more, visit us at theninjasellingpodcast.com.
There you will also find links for more information about Ninja Selling and coaching. Have an incredible day.